COVID-19 vaccines should be labeled gene therapy, scientific consultant Dr. Tess Lowry. Dr. Tess Lowry, Director of Evidence-Based Medicine Consultancy Limited and co-founder of the World Council for Health, argues that the COVID-19 vaccines are not actually vaccines, but instead gene therapies that have dangerous and unknown long-term consequences and that they should be ended immediately. With these genetic mRNA vaccines, the theory is that your body then makes antibodies to the spike protein, but the antibodies are in your cells, so your body makes antibodies to your own cells that are containing the spike protein, Lowry said during a December 6 interview for Epic TV's American Thought Leaders program. A traditional vaccine contains a protein or antigen which is injected into the patient's muscle, causing the body to respond to it with antibodies and T-cells, which then give the person immunity, she said. A gene is like a recipe, and in the body, it uses the body's materials and mechanisms to make the product, she said. In genetic vaccines, the gene quickly circulates throughout the bloodstream, signaling each cell in the body to make spike protein, said Lowry. You may be making much more than you would make with getting COVID, and doctors don't know how long the body will keep doing this, she said. Lowry argues that if the vaccines were labeled gene therapy drugs and not vaccines, they would be required, like all other drugs, to go through pharmacokinetic studies. Because these injections were labeled vaccines, they slipped through in the regulatory process, because most drugs require pharmacokinetic studies, and the pharmacokinetic studies for vaccines include immunological studies. Pharmacokinetics is the study of how a drug behaves in a patient's body, how it distributes, and how long it takes to be cleared from the body. Not safe for any age. In January 2021, Lowry started monitoring the World Health Organization's COVID-19 database for the effects of ivermectin, soon after she'd also started monitoring the genetic vaccines. Her organization found there were two broad categories of harm caused by these injections: neurological disease and immune system disease. Lowry said the Florida Surgeon General's vaccine guidance against COVID-19 vaccinations for men ages 18 to 39 does not go far enough to protect people because the COVID vaccines have been shown to harm people of all age groups. It's really not enough to say that the vaccines are safe for one group and not another. They are not safe, fundamentally, in the essence, in the way they are designed, said Lowry. Because the drug companies and regulatory agencies are not analyzing the vaccine safety data to understand the long-term harms of the vaccines, independent scientists are left to determine what harms are being caused by the injections and how to treat those with vaccine injuries and to educate the public about the risk-benefit ratio of the vaccines, she said. The pharmaceutical companies should be proving that their product is safe, but they are not, said Lowry. Although myocarditis is acknowledged as vaccine harm, it is only one of the symptoms of a much larger problem. The broader picture is that most of the myocarditis is inflammation, and that inflammation is happening in every organ and tissue of the body, she said. Because the immune system is so busy fighting this foreign spike protein, you also have a lot of latent infections, herpes, Epstein-Barr, shingles popping up, because the immune system's suppressed, not boosted, Lowry continued. They don't work. The benefit is not there, and the risks are tremendous and are being revealed every day, she said of the COVID vaccines. The important thing now is to focus on alerting the public to not take any more boosters, helping the vaccine injured, and analyzing all the safety data, she said. Lowry said the COVID vaccines negatively impact women's reproductive health, and she cautions pregnant women in particular to stay away from the genetic vaccines because the long-term harms are unknown. Some data suggest higher rates of miscarriage and fetal death after being vaccinated. Pandemic revealed broader agenda. Over the course of the pandemic, the globalist agenda to centralize power became more obvious to Lowry. She said she noticed Big Pharma's influence on publishing pro-vaccine studies and anti-repurposed drug studies in medical journals. She also observed the World Economic Forum pushing for technology to monitor citizens, and the corruption of the WHO by the Chinese Communist Party and wealthy donors like Bill Gates, as well as its effort to implement the pandemic treaty, said Lori. One of those amendments is to give the Director General of the World Health Organization the power to declare an actual or potential health emergency, she said. Many definitions related to health have been changed during the pandemic, including the WHO changing the definition of a pandemic from an infectious disease that causes high numbers of death to just an infection. You can imagine the implication of that. Oh, there's a new bug going around. Everybody go home, stay home, said Lori. Herd immunity has been redefined, and it used to be that herd immunity was something that could occur naturally. Now it's being associated with vaccination only. The World Council for Health. COVID-19 is on the rise in the United Kingdom, which Lori believes is due to the boosters. There is also a rise in excess deaths compared to pre-vaccine periods. Lori said the excess deaths are the equivalent of a 737 crashing every day of the week. These excess deaths may include people who die from mental health illness, lack of timely medical care due to lockdown backlogs, or direct vaccine injuries, she said. The UK government and the WHO have noticed Lori's organization, the World Council for Health, but continue to ignore Lori's calls to ensure vaccine safety and accountability, while big tech has tried to censor the council's work, she said. Doctors all around the world like Peter McCullough and Paul Merrick, who are following the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm, are persecuted, said Lori. There are doctors who are practicing clinically, who've been saving thousands of lives during COVID. I'm thinking particularly of Dr. Jackie Stone in Zimbabwe, and she currently faces imprisonment, said Lori. The World Council for Health provides resources for the vaccine injured, including information about support groups, protocols for vaccine detox and injuries, and links to other important medical websites. In September 2021, they launched the At-Home COVID Treatment Guidelines leaflet, which has been downloaded over 1 million times, Lori said. Lori's organization consists of 170 small and large organization members, and the aim is to decentralize healthcare and return the power to individual countries and communities. Our goal is really for everyone to be their own council for health, so they don't need to outsource their decision-making to corrupt authorities, she said.